prophetess Olivia Kofi Opata stands in the office of a prophet and evangelist with outstanding signs and miracles of healings that are associated with her ministry. One of the common testimonies after listening to her preach or teach is the revelation of the word and the opening of eyes to common spiritual truths that are almost startling. Hear her.
He's waiting for you. From God to the Bread of Life Cathedral and the Adenta Council. One of the signs that God loves a person is that He will give the person a man or a woman. In our case, God has shown His love to us by blessing us with a powerful prophetess, Olivia Kofi Opata. The testimonies that many have shared from her ministry in this church are many. But tonight, whatever has happened here before is in the past. Tonight is everybody's night. I cannot hear you. I said tonight is everybody's night. Everybody has a day that things turn around in your life. I'm happy to announce to you that this is the moment God is going to turn things around for you. If you believe it, clap your hands for Jesus. Ladies and gentlemen, we are about to receive a woman I have known for many years, from the days of Legon over 25 years ago, shouting on the streets of Legon, leading people in Jesus' march, praying at dawn. I never knew that 25 years after, she will pack halls in this country and in other nations of the world. I'm happy to announce to you that all the way from Lagos, Nigeria, is an angel God is bringing into your life. And if you are ready tonight, I said if you are ready tonight, give the Lord a shout and let us receive Prophetess Olivia.
All of the way unto your name. Oh, yes, Lord. You are great. You do miracles so great. Oh, there is no one like you, Jesus. No one like you, no one. Yes, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord Jesus. We worship you. We worship you. We adore you. We lift your name above every other name. There is no God like you. Thank you, Jesus. We give you all the glory. We honor you, Lord. We thank you. Oh, yes, Lord. You do miracles. You do miracles. You do miracles. Yes.
Deserve the glory.
Let his beauty be seen. Let his glory be seen this morning. Enlightened understanding for everyone who is here tonight, oh God. Precious Spirit Divine, let your will be done. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Put your hands together, oh Jesus. You may be seated in the presence of God. Thank you, choir. Hallelujah. I'm excited to be here this morning. I don't know about you, but great things are in store for us. Do you believe that? I say, do you believe that? Hallelujah. Before I came around, when I was coming to Ghana, my husband said, by virtue of my position, the prophetess should pass through my church before she comes to Ghana. I said, He said, no, don't worry. We are organizing a miracle service for you on Sunday. I said, He said, no. You are coming to my church this Sunday. And Lagos West, that's where he pastors, is very, very far. It's as if you are coming towards the border of Ghana, of Nigeria. Very far, 3 hours you are driving. So we drove there Sunday. I said, I'm not really prepared for, just like that. He said, you will come. So I went. And when I arrived, I said, Holy Spirit, I don't know what this is, but it's not in my plan. But I believe that it was in the plan of God. So he told me, immediately I arrived there, then I heard in my spirit, I have the key to everybody's problem here. I said, hallelujah. This is sweet. So I said, Lord, I believe. I've been praying in tongues. I didn't know I'll be coming here. But because I was praying in the spirit, my spirit and the Holy Spirit knew about this program. But I did not. My carnal mind could not decipher. But you did. So I believe you gave me words for everybody here. And this morning, as I stand here, I'm going to interpret the tongues. Hallelujah! I was amazed at what God did. First person I laid hands on, I just said, marriage, the Lord. The mother said, you do not know what. I have sent this, my daughter, to a fetish priest because of marriage. Anybody who comes around, immediately they come, they do knocking, almost engagement, then they run away. It's happened not once, not twice, not thrice. The girl is broken totally. But the Lord delivered her. I said, by the time I finished, I had even cast in my hand. It was not easy. It was mighty. So I said, thank God for this one. Then I laid hands on another person. Then there she was on the floor. Then she started screaming. I want to go. I mean, you see all these type of things. I want to go. Then she said, Where is my sister? In fact, before that one, let me tell you another one. I laid hands on one lady. Well, I said, where is your baby? Where is your child? Then the usher said, no, she's not got a child. Then they asked, has she got a child? Then she said, no. I said, but you've given birth before. She said, I've given birth before. The sister was looking at her like. So I laid hands on the third girl. Then she said, I want to go. Then she said, I want to talk to my sister. So the sister came to stand there. Immediately, she changed the dialect, started speaking in their language. Then they started crying. I was wondering why this elderly woman is just crying. But at the reaction of the congregation, I saw that something was at stake. I heard, God don't punish them. I said to myself, what is happening? So I said to the woman, can you interpret for me? She said, she says that she was sent to me to come and give me trouble, to destroy me. I said, Sunday morning, 45 minutes of preaching. I didn't expect this one. She said, he was sent to come and destroy me. Then he said, then she would talk again. Then, so the sister was the one doing the interpretation for me. So she says she's taken over $5,000 from my shop. And she has given it to my own best friend. My friend, closest friend, she's giving the money to her. Over $5,000. Then she said, and she says she has also sent money to her mother in the village. About 1,000 Ghana cedis. She sent it. Just say, the girl was raking in a lot of money. But that morning, God said, I have the Holy Spirit. I have the key to everybody's problem.
And I'm happy that I went with the wind of that is blowing in Adenta. I went with that wind because I was preparing to come here, but I had to pass through Samaria. Hallelujah! So this morning, there is the key that opens your challenge, your trouble, your problem. And this morning, I have good news for you. You are not going back with that thing. And this morning, the one who knew you when you were a clot of blood in your mother's womb is here to do it. Hallelujah! I'm excited, very, very excited about what God has done already. Already, amen. Thank God for Bishop Ogo. I don't know what it is, but I was told that we have high expectations for this all night. And I said, I also have high excitement for coming here. I think it is mutual. There is a certain something that is going on. Certain. Hallelujah. So I'm excited to be here tonight. And thank God that I've been invited again. It's my privilege with a capital P. A capital P. Hallelujah. Thank you, Bishop Ogo. Thank you, Lady Pastor BM is in the house. We don't always get you. So when we get you, it's a privilege. It's wonderful. Hallelujah. All the ladies who want to be trained in this house, you have somebody who can train you to be a lady. A proper, proper one. The one who can cook all types of dishes. Hey! So if you want to learn, you can learn. If you humble yourself, you can know. Because she works with the first lady of Lighthouse Worldwide. When I embraced her, I said, I'm tapping some anointing to take up here. Hallelujah! Thank God for all the pastors, Reverend Aso and Reverend Michael, who are assisting our father in the house. Put your hands together for these wonderful men of God. And for all the reverends and lady pastors and shepherds and all of you who are helping in this house. I believe that there is something that God is doing through this diocese. Something definite. And I believe that that is why he has brought me here. All I come to do is to augment what is already here. A great anointing is here. Hallelujah! A high bishopric anointing is here. And I thank God for that. Also thank God for Reverend Nii Ajeduama. I have a covering. I came from Lagos with a covering. Reverend Nii Ajeduama, who is the head of Lighthouse in Nigeria. Hallelujah! We're blessed to have that man. He used to work in Ashanti Goldfield as the accountant. And he left that. Bishop told him, he said, even your tithe is bigger than the salary we are going to give to you. He said, I don't mind. I have come, left everything. Hallelujah! And Lady Pastor Adele, who is a mother to us, and not only that, but also a friend. Anytime you see Lady Pastor Adele, just try and get a hug from her. You will know what I mean. Hallelujah. And I also bring you greetings from my husband, Reverend Aless Kofi Opata. It's wonderful what God can do. Because I don't know where I passed to meet them. I don't know. Hallelujah. Somebody said, Odo. Hallelujah. But it's a blessing when God gives the man to you. When you let God guide you, it's a blessing. Hallelujah. And that is the blessing I have received. Amen. But all this, we cannot conclude without mentioning our presiding bishop, Bishop Doug Hayward Mills. Our father Hey, our Father, I know that the difference between me and all my colleagues in the university, everywhere, is the difference is because I have a good father. A good father who trained me, take time to train me, counseled me for my wedding. Everything has been involved with my life from beginning to end. Came to Lighthouse immediately after in the university. I've been with him till now, working so closely with him in the Healing Jesus campaign. And I'm so blessed to be close to such an anointing. Hallelujah! So that I can catch this anointing and flow in it is a privilege. God has blessed me so much, and I thank God for that. Put your hands together for our Bishop, Bishop Dagwood Mills, our Father. Hallelujah. Now, tonight, or this morning, this dawn, I'm happy because God is going to do something special here. There is a river. A river. We've tasted of the winds. The wind is taking us to a river this morning. And you are going to drink from that special river. We are going to swim in that river. We are going to dance in that river. We are going to catch something special in that river. Do you believe what I'm saying tonight? Do you believe what I'm saying? Hallelujah! And tonight, this morning, make sure that you are going with me all the way. Are you going all the way? Are you sure you'll go all the way? Because some of us, we will not sleep during the song ministration, not sleep during prayer, not sleep during praise and worship. Immediately we hear, open your Bible too. That is the signal that we return and adjust ourselves in the seat and begin to doze. But tonight, this morning, that will not be your story. Because ye shall know the truth, and then the truth will set you free. It is not the truth that sets free, it is the knowledge of the truth. Your knowledge of the truth that sets you free. So this morning, you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Do you believe what I'm saying this morning? Hallelujah! Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Promise me that you'll be your neighbor's keeper. Yeah. So that if you see that your neighbor is dozing anyway, he says, oh no, what she's saying is too deep. I want to close my eyes. He says, no, open your eyes. We will not allow you. We won't allow you. Hallelujah! Ezekiel 47. Ezekiel 47. From verse 1. Are you there? Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for this morning and your word to your people. Enlightened understanding. We have received enlightenment. You have enlightened understanding this morning. Hallelujah. Ezekiel 47. Now, Ezekiel had a vision. In this vision, an angel, or a man, some version says a man, took him and flew with him. And this is part of the vision he saw. Now, listen, he said, afterward, the man, the angel, brought me again unto the door of the house. Which door? The door of the temple. And what did he see? He said, and behold, waters issued out from under the threshold of the house eastward. Go to verse 2. Yes, go to verse 2 for me. Then brought he me out of the way of the gate. Go to verse 3. And he said, and when the man that had the line, he had a measuring rod in his hand, went forth eastward, he measured 1,000 cubits. 1,000 cubits in old English, in our present, they will say 1,750 feet. And when the man had the line in his hand, went forth eastward, he measured 1,000 cubits. And he brought me through the waters. The waters were what? Where? Where is the uncle? Your father's brother. Hallelujah. Where is your uncle? That bone over there. Are you getting it? Are you getting the story? Okay. Again, the man said, Ezekiel, follow me. Ezekiel followed him. So when he went, here was the water. They stepped in. Then the man measured, and it was up to his ankle. And then he said, Ezekiel, would you want to stop here? Is that what you came here for? Water that is up to the ankle. Is that all you want? He said, but if you want to go deeper, you must follow. He said, follow me. Again, he measured 1,000 and brought me through the waters. And the waters were where? They were where? To the knees. So it means that the water had risen, isn't it? So first one, he stepped into the water to the ankle. Second one, took him again, measured 1,750. It was up to the knee. Then, was that all? No! He said, I am interested. I want to go further. Again, he measured 1,000 and brought me through the waters. They were to the loins. Where is the loins? Not lion's belt. Or the other way, it's loins. They were not to the lion, they were to the loins. Where is your loin? Your waist. Oh, where is it? Where is it? Where is it? Good. So he measured 1,750, and this time it was up to his waist. And would you stop there? It was up to Ezekiel whether to stop there or not to. But he said, I will follow. It is not enough for the water to be on my waist. I want more. So what happened? He said, afterward, he measured 1,000, and it was a river that I could not pass over, for the waters were risen. Waters to swim in. A river that could not be passed over. Hallelujah. Now, are you getting the vision? The vision of a man was taken by an angel or by a man. And then the man said, come. He took him to where? It was the temple. The temple. And water was coming from the temple. Remember? And then he measured 1,750 feet. When he did, the water was up to the ankle. Then he said, Ezekiel, would you want to stop here? He said, no, I want to follow. I will follow. I will come. Then he measured again. And this time the water was up to the knee. Are you content? Do you want to stay here? He said, no, I want to go deeper. Then he said, okay, then follow me. He followed him. Then he measured again. Then the water was up to the waist. He said, are you content here? Would you want to be here? He said, no, I want to come. I want to follow. Then he measured again. And this time around, it was a river that no man could wade through, could swim, could go through. If you want to go through that water, you must swim. You must go under. Your leg will not touch the ground. And this time, the water will take you where it wants to take you. You will not decide where you will go. Now, what would you find in water that is up to the ankle? What would you find? Frogs, mosquito, isn't it? Lava. No. Honestly, what would you find in water that is up to the ankle? I'm sure there's some water on your road or where you live. If you are in Ghana, you know there's some on your road. There's some pool be there like that. Okay. So what is inside? In the night you hear isn't it? That's what you hear there. And then mosquitoes will be biting you. So that's why some people say, I have been a Christian for 2 years, but I'm not seeing top at all. Yesterday when I dreamt, there was a man who came into my room and he held my mouth. I could not breathe. Mosquitoes and frogs are chasing you. Thank you. disturbing you. Every day is wah, wah, wah. Something is disturbing you. Every day disturbs you. And you're wondering, what? How do I get rid of this? Why? And somebody would, why me? Why me? Me dear. Nah. It's because perhaps the water you stepped in is just up to the ankle. This morning, God is taking you deeper. Somebody will say, oh, as for me, if God will only take me. No. It is God who has been waiting on you. It is not you. And me, I don't know. I've tried. No. 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 Because the man was going to take him through to the end. Hallelujah. Then, what would you get in water that is up to their knee? Some crab, isn't it? You can get some crab inside, isn't it? Water that's up to the knee, you might get some crab. But they won't be huge, isn't it? Those small, small ones you might get. Mm-hmm. So if your diet is only crab, what's going to happen to you? Crabology. Is what you said is very significant. Because when these are people who can be Christians, but they just like, they are so carnal, they're always putting people down, pulling people down, manipulating. Always manipulating. Always calculating with their carnal mind. You are in a shop, you are looking after somebody's thing, you have been under invoicing, over invoicing, that's all you do. You are on a diet of crabs. But this morning, that you are moving ahead. You are going deeper. Hallelujah. Then what can you find in water that is up to the waist? Some tilapia. Oh? Tilapia is not bad. Grilled tilapia. When you know how to do it very well. The oil is by the sides, properly seasoned. Properly seasoned. Hallelujah. Eh? So that you'll be basking it in the oil. Basking it. And you finish, you yourself. Was it Cote d'Ivoire we went? Hey, when I arrived, I said, God, Ghana, we are big. Ashishi, it's terrible. The fish, tilapia, huge ones. And the price, so cheap. Every day there was tilapia lying in front of, we couldn't even chew it. What, you know, there's some tilapia, when you put your hand inside, then the bone will just break you. But there's some tilapia, when you dip, it goes deep. Aha! That was the type we had in Cote d'Ivoire. The type. Hallelujah! But what do you think you can find in water that you have to swim through? Is there somebody who is excited about this message? What do you think will happen to you if you get into water? Water that you have to swim through. And when you read, when you go home, you can read from verse 1 to 12. Because it will tell you that the water will join the sea. And there will be fishermen on the shores who will be catching all manner of fish. Hallelujah. And said, wherever this water went, life came there. He said, even by the banks of that river, every tree grew there. And the tree had no brown leaves. None at all. And it always bore fruit. Hallelujah! If you get water, river, that you can only swim through, you can catch a lot of things inside. What kind of fish would you get in the sea? Shark, thank you. Whale. And who says that you can do industrial fishing? Industrial fishing. Where, because of you, a lot of people will be employed. And when you catch a whale, Who said that somebody can catch a whale and bring it home and come and eat alone? It's not possible. In fact, when you catch a whale, it's a spectacle. I remember the last time they said a whale had come or had been washed ashore at the beach. And some of you go and look at it. Hey, it was like a rock. Huge thing. So when you catch it, you cannot hide it. It's at a point where you can't say, I will sit in my little corner. That one is over. It has to be outdoored. It has to be brought for even newspapers, the media to cover it. You cannot eat it alone. And such rivers can also be dammed so that we can get electricity. You supply lights. Light to all of Ghana. And even sell some electricity to other nations. Power! Power! Bishop, power! Power! Hey! I think you know where I'm going. John chapter 7, verse 37. Bible says, and on the last day of the feast, Jesus stood up. When he stood up, what did he say? He said, is any man thirsty? Any man, let him come to me and drink. Isn't it? Let him come to me. Oh, let the living water flow. Oh, let the living water flow. Let the river of your spirit flow through me. Oh, let the living water flow. Oh, let the living water flow. Let the river of your spirit flow through me. Ha. Is any man thirsty? Is there somebody who says he's thirsty? Jesus said, let him come to me and drink. Let him come to me and drink. Then Jesus said the most mysterious thing. Ezekiel saw water that he went through. The water was coming from the temple. Then Jesus said, when I die, I'm going to make you that temple. You will become the temple of the Holy Spirit. And as the temple of the Holy Spirit, this is what is going to happen to you. Out of your belly. Out of your belly shall flow rivers. John 7:37. Rivers of living water. The water was flowing from the temple. Ezekiel, in the old covenant, had to wade through the water. Ankle, hip, knee, loins. Then it became a river that only a man could swim through. Then Jesus turns around and say, you, out of your belly. And listen to the mystery. It's not going to be a river, one river. Jesus, what are you saying? Jesus, what are you saying? Are you saying that out of one person's belly will flow rivers? Rivers! That is how God creates. When you go to the Garden of Eden, when he created, he is like that. He's a God of abundance. God knows no lack. He knows no poverty. He cannot even think in terms of lack. Hallelujah! He cannot even think in terms of lack. So, when he created four streams in the garden. Just to show to this is how I am. So when Jesus was talking about us, talking about the new creation, talking about the born again man, he said, out of your belly will flow rivers. Now look at Bishop Dagwood Mills. Is it not rivers we are enjoying? River of Lighthouse denomination is flowing. Over 1,300 churches. River of Healing Jesus is flowing. River of books is flowing. River of hospital is flowing. River of an Akazo school and other schools flowing out of one man. ISI, very soon we are going. Rivers of living water. So we were looking up and we're saying, oh God, pour your river on us, oh Papa. And there is coming a revival, and there is coming a mighty outpouring of God's Spirit, and the rain of God will fall. And we imagined some big buckets in heaven that God is going to fetch the water and pour. He will fetch and pour. He will fetch and pour. We've been expecting it to fall and fall, and it's not been falling. And so where is that water coming from? He says, that water is in you. That water is in you. But it depends on you. Because some people will just put their leg. In fact, some people even wear socks. They wear socks. Then they would gingerly put their leg in the water. It's too cold. It's too cold. Me, I don't like this fanatism. I am the cool type. I am the cool type. One day, a man of God was telling the story. He said two women were dying of cancer. When they came to say, he told one of them, he said, do you know something? This cancer, you must get angry at it and say, cancer, you cannot stay. Do you know what she told the man of God? Oh, pastor, it's not in me. I am the cool type. I have never been angry before. I don't know how to get angry. He said, even with cancer? Yes, even with cancer. And your guess is as good as, you know what will happen to her. Don't you know what will happen to her? So gingerly they'll put their leg in and withdraw. So, it's not for me, that thing. Some people will also go in, it will be up to their ankle, and they think that is all there is. I come to church right now. I've stopped drinking the beer. Oh, pastor, I've stopped drinking the beer. He has come to church, he's all right. And I come to church. Oh, I come to church. Even sometimes, if God is lucky, I pay some tithe for him, and my tithe. You people say 10%, but me, I don't think it's 10. Anything that you can give to God, that God will appreciate. God, he's good. He will appreciate. So he's standing in this river that is up to the ankle. And the frogs are doing wah, by him. And the mosquitoes are biting him. And he say, dude, you can't, this is not your place. You can be more comfortable than this. There is something for you. Hallelujah. Others also step in and go up to their knee. They get some crabs. And that is all. They don't go any further. Others will go in, get some tilapia. But there are some people who are here right now. They are not content with the small things. There must be more than this. Oh, there must be more than this. I said there must be more than this. And so, what was Jesus referring to when he talked about river? Was he referring to your belly that when you eat the fufu and banku it goes into? No! That belly there is significant of, signifies your human spirit. And it's located inside of you. The inner man, the cryptos man. Those of us in light as we know it. Seven great principles. Every man is what? A spirit, you have a soul, you live in a body. Hallelujah! 39. What did he say? But this spake he of what? The Spirit. Which they that believe on him should receive. He said those who believe on him are going to receive the Spirit. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given because that Jesus was not yet glorified. So that river there he was talking about was about the Holy Spirit. It was about the Holy Spirit. Unfortunately, some people have the wrong teachings. They think that being born again is the same as receiving the Holy Spirit. So they say, have you received the Holy Spirit? Yes, I have, because I am born again. And Bible says when you are born again, the Spirit will witness to you that you are a child of God. So I already have the Holy Spirit. Yes, but there is another experience that must happen to you, which is called the baptism in the Holy Spirit. These are two distinctive experiences. They are not the same. Salvation is not the same as being baptized in the Holy Spirit. Do you believe what I'm saying? Do you know that that is true? Huh? When you are born again, your spirit receives the light and the nature of God. But when you are baptized in the Holy Spirit, your spirit receives a greater measure of the power of God. And that is why Jesus said in Mark 16, he said, "These signs shall follow them that believe." When he was about to leave the earth, after he had resurrected from the dead, and he came and appeared to the disciples, he said to them, "These signs will follow them that believe." Then he said, "In my name, they shall cast out devils." And then, what will happen to them? They will speak with new tongues. He gave us five supernatural things that will happen to every believer. And every believer, you have a right to it. It's not a begging thing. No, it is yours. Hallelujah! It is yours. So Bible says that he spoke about the Holy Spirit. And he said, he was not yet glorified. And so when Jesus was going, he said, "I must go so that the Comforter will come to you. And when he comes, he will be with you forever." I don't know whether it is Prophet Kakra who had this vision, but it tickles me all the time. Anytime I say it, says that he went to heaven and the angel took him round, and he went to God the Father, the throne room of God the Father, and God was seated on his throne and was shining brighter than the sun, and he bowed before him and worshipped him. And then he was taken, the angel said, "Come again," and took him to Jesus, and the saints were with Jesus, touching him up, loving him. And then when the angel said, "It's time to go back to the earth," then he said, "No." The angel said, "Why?" He said, "You've not taken me to the third person of the Godhead. You have not yet taken me to the Holy Spirit, so I will not go." And the angel almost fell backwards. He said, "What? Don't you know?" He said, "What? Don't I know what?" He said, "Don't you know that when the Holy Spirit came on the day of Pentecost, he has never come up again?" He is living in the saints right now. He is living in you right now. He is living inside of you right now. He said, "Don't you know? Know ye not that ye are the temple of the Holy Spirit?" He lives in us. He lives in us. Hallelujah! And that is what God was talking about. So now, before I felt the urge to tell you this, before I even go to that side. When I was doing church at Akosumbo, my husband was sent to Krobodumase, and they said, "How can you be with your husband in the same place? You must go to another place and start church." So they took me to Akosumbo. So I started the Akosumbo church. It was already there, but it was struggling. We were meeting at a chop bar. That made it worse. The chop bar is not just chop bar, but they sold appetition in that place. So in the morning, by the time you go, they've done their old thing. Somebody has eaten konkonte and drank so much, he's vomited all over the place. We have to clean it up. So when you tell people, "Come to church," they should come and sit in that thing. They won't come. So I was struggling with it, until God gave me a piece of land. And then I said, "This one." We went to buy it and started a church there. Now, on the we were meeting in a classroom, and this one was promotional. We had moved from the chop bar to a classroom. It was a big breakthrough. Hey, we danced and danced. Hey, we've come to a classroom. Big breakthrough of our lives. So I was praying. I said, Lord, I need to go back out to I need to go to Lagos. My husband is there. I need to go there. So I must get land and build before I leave. This is my heart desire. And so I began to pray in tongues. I began to pray in tongues because I knew that this situation was such that if I use my carnal mind, my own mind, I will not be able to hit the target. It was deeper. It was deeper than I could. So I said, this is higher than me. So I needed to use a higher material to sort it out. I began to speak in tongues. Began to speak in tongues. Spoke in tongues. Spoke in tongues. Days, I told my mother, I said, Mommy, do you know something? I had just given birth to. I said, you look after my children. I'm going to Akosombo. And until I get it, I find I'm not coming back. So I went there. I began to pray. Within that week was my birthday. Then, as I was praying in tongues, and this is because a lot of us, we know about tongues, but we don't know what its use is. And that is that the application. I've come here again today for the application. So here was I was praying in tongues. Then it dawned on me. I heard it within me. When I say I heard, it's not my daughter. No, it's not that. But something it's inside your belly again, because Bible says that the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord. So my belly and inside is. Why don't you ask God for a birthday present? I said to myself, oh, have you ever heard of this before? I have no precedence in the Bible that John the Baptist asked for a birthday present. Somebody rather cut his head off for a birthday. I said, Lord, I have no precedence. I have nothing. How am I going to ask God? God, give me a birthday present. But it was the edge was too much. I knew that this was not my mind. Already, I was not using my mind to deal with the situation. I was using my spirit to deal with it. I was praying in tongues. So I knew that this was higher than me. And he said, ask God for a birthday present. Ask him for a birthday. So I began to pray. I said, Lord, I have no precedence in the Bible to stand on. But I have the edge at this particular moment. I should ask you for a birthday present. So in obedience to that, I ask you, give me a birthday present. And I began to pray. About a week to wait. Praying, Lord, my birthday present. Then the day my birthday, I was still in Akosombo. It just dawned on me that begin to thank God and thank him that he's given it to you. I said, hey, but I've not seen it all. So we walk by faith and not by sight. Begin to thank him. So I began to thank him. I said, Lord, my birthday, thank you for my birthday present. Thank you. So I was thanking him, and then I slept. Then I had a dream. In the dream, here was I. I was talking to a group of little children. As I was talking to them, then they said, she's the one. She's the one we've been looking for. Look at what she's saying. The little children turned on me. Hey! I tried to argue with them. I said, no, you don't. They said, no, you are the one. We've been looking for you. We have been looking for you for years. Today you will see. Hey! Then I said, let me run. I began to run. Then when I reached here, the children will say, cause she's the one. Then this other group will join and say, she's the one. I was running. Then I came up against a wall as high as this, and they were coming with matches, with fufu sticks, pistols. I mean, they were coming, and as they were coming, I said, Holy Spirit, I have no way of escape. You are the one. Then I heard, spread your wings and fly. And I said, how am I, a human being, going to fly? Say, you can, this wall you've made, you can only fly over. But the people were coming, no. I had to obey. Relax, I said, I'm going to fly. before I knew it, a wind was blowing around me. My God, I was up in the sky, in the air, and the people were standing there, and I was up over the wall, and then I began to fly up, and I was laughing, enjoying it. I said, I can fly, and the Holy Spirit, and I heard, yes, I'm taking you up, and then he took me up, and then I could see the world all under me, like how you look out of the plane, further than that, and then I was looking out, and then he said, I am going out on a date with you. I said, hey, baby. I said, on a date, whoever had the Holy Spirit giving somebody a date, he said, yes. Then he began to fly with me. My God. Then he did this into the clouds. When he did this, the whole cloud wrapped itself. Then he turned into a red rose and he presented it to me. Can God do this for any human being? Just because you asked me, I was praying in tongues, and you told me, ask for a bed, they give me this, what I'm experiencing. And we were going, I'm flying. I was so happy, laughing. I was so happy, moving. The love was so deep. Then he told me, he said, Olivia, open your eyes. I said, I won't open my eyes. I'm dreaming. If I open my eyes, the dream will... He said, no. When you open your eyes, you will see that your body is lying down there in your bed. I will take you to the room to go and look at your body. You will see that it is not a joke. I say, open your eyes. I said, you want me to open my eyes? I said, it's a dream. He said, no, I don't want you to wake up in the morning and tell me it's a dream. So open your eyes. My God. So I opened my eyes. Hey. And I said, God, so this is real. This is real. Hey. I am, my body was lying in the bed in that Akosombo room. But my spirit was up with him. He had taken me up. Ah, my God. And then, what a gift, what a birthday present. I was so overjoyed. Then he said, come with me and let me take you back to those people who wanted to harm you. Then we began to fly towards the wall. Everybody came out. The children, the men, the women. Hey, they said, we told you she's the best. We told you that this lady, she's going to be the best. She's going to be a woman. We told you that she's. They began to testify. I say, I was blown apart. And I thought, that was the end. So when I came back to my body, oh my God, you can just imagine that day, the birthday, I was floating because I have been somewhere. And the thing about spiritual things is that you see the color green, like when you are in the spirit and you see green grass, the green grass you see, you've not seen anything like that in the world. The green is pure green, unadulterated green. Allah comes out. Oh my God. So I knew I had a birthday present. Then I had a call. Clearly I picked. I said, who Christ is disturbing me? It was my mother. I said, is everything all right? He said, hey Olivia, what has happened in this house? I said, what? Your little son. The dream he's had about you. I said, who? Oh. He said, hey, this boy had a dream. In the dream, he said, he was coming back from school, and his school was close to their house. He said, as he was coming back, then he looked. The school is on a hill. He said, he looked to the house, and the house was full of water. Water. So this boy said, he was holding his back, and he looked at it. He said, immediately, I saw mommy. Mommy rose out of the water, and mommy was flying. He said, then I began to look for mommy, and mommy was brighter than the sun. She was going up, up. My mother said, how can a 5-year-old or whatever it is, or 6 year, have this kind of dream? I said, mommy, it is true. God has given me a birthday present. I know some of you will say, oh, it's because of the prophetic gift you have. That's why you're having this kind of thing. One day, we went to Asinfosu to have Healing Jesus campaign. And I was going to pray for them to receive the Holy Spirit baptism. So I was sharing with them what the Holy Spirit is. I was teaching them like I'm teaching you. Then I told them about my experience. I told them, I said, when you pray in tongues, your spirit is praying. Your mind is unfruitful. You do not know what you're saying. Your mind cannot comprehend, but your spirit will be saying, he'll be speaking mysteries to God. Then I told them, I said, when I became converted, I was about 16 years old. Now, as a 16-year-old girl, I read from 1 Corinthians 14, 13 to 15. And he said, let him that pray in tongues pray that he might interpret. And I said, is this thing for me? No, it's for those with special gifts. And I did not come from a background of church. No. My house, we didn't used to go to church on Sunday. So I said, really? Can somebody pray for this? Then maybe let me do that. I went on my knees. I remember in a hall like that, small hall with my knees on the floor. Then I said, Lord, today I'm going to pray in tongues, but I also pray that I would interpret. Then I began to pray in tongues. Then I said, by faith, in the name of Jesus, I interpret. Then I heard myself say, Lord Jesus, today I'm praying for Mr. So-and-so, who had an accident and is on admission in Kumasi G, room number so-and-so, whose leg is about to be amputated. In the name of Jesus, I command him to be healed. Oh, I said, I am not from Kumasi. I have never been to that hospital. I don't know somebody by this name. What's the meaning of this? So I said, how am I? Then I began to pray in tongues again. I said, Lord, let me interpret. Then I heard myself say it again. Lord, I'm praying for Mr. So-and-so, who had an accident and is on admission at G, room number so-and-so, whose leg is about to be amputated. By that time, I had believed. I said, in the name of Jesus, I command that this leg will not be amputated. I began to pray. When I finished, I said, so this is what praying in tongues means. We can do this. Is this for us? Hey. So, I said it to the new converts, people who do not know about the Holy Spirit. I taught them and I told them that when you pray in tongues, you can also interpret. As I said, receive the Holy Spirit. Hey, one woman, she began to jump all over the place. As I was saying to myself, hey, people act differently when they receive the Holy Spirit. Oh, look at the way this woman is jumping. I'll say in my head. When we finished, she began to run towards me. She said, Lady Evangelist, I have something to say. I said, what is it? She said, Pacho Mamin Kasawai. I said, what is it? She said, when you said that when we pray in tongues, we should ask for interpretation. She said, today I received the baptism in the Holy Spirit. I began to speak in tongues. I said, God, then she says that 1 Corinthians 14, 13. He said, if you pray in tongues, you should also pray that you may interpret. She said, then I heard myself say, Lord, my son, who was 5 years old, and my ex-husband came and said, Let me go to the junction with this boy and buy him toffee and biscuit. And for 10 years, I have never set eyes on my son. This week, I'm seeing my son again. Somebody who did not know about the Holy Spirit, just heard about the Holy Spirit, receive the baptism in the Holy Spirit, but got born again that day, receive the baptism in the Holy Spirit, believed the word of God, prayed in tongues, and then she asked for interpretation. That happened to her. So if you are here and you are getting born again today, or receiving the baptism of the Holy Spirit today, or you already speak in tongues, it's for you. I say it's for you in the name of Jesus. Today you are going to interpret your tongue. And when we say interpret the tongues, let me say again, some of us, we feel that it will always happen this way, like how I have told you that it happened to me, it happened to the woman. No. It does not always happen like that. Interpretation is not translation. Many of us think it's translation. No, this happened to me. I had the gift of speaking in tongues and interpretation when I was coming up as a believer. And I remember there was one particular mature prophet. I spoke in tongues for a long time. Then I stopped. And Bible says, when you go to 1 Corinthians, what it tells you, that when you speak in tongues, let somebody or you yourself interpret. So I kept quiet for the interpretation. And this man just said, I am in your midst and I live in you. And I am here today to open your eyes to see me, saith the Lord. I was not happy at all. I said, wait, look at what this man is doing. I have this long tongues have given. Is that how to give the interpretation? But then when I looked at it, he said, interpret. And interpret is not translate. It's not translate. So interpretation can help in various ways. Various ways. And I can tell you how I have struggled with this. So that's why I've come to teach you. So that if you are here and you are struggling, from today you will stop struggling. So when I received this tongues and then interpretation by myself, I thought that is how it's going to be all the time. When I pray in tongues, then I will say what it means myself. Then I realize that it's not happening like that. Why is it not happening like that? Look at the next thing that God did, which shocked me. I was praying. Then immediately God opened my eyes. I saw an angel by my side. The angel was writing what I was saying. Because the Bible says that if I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, 1 Corinthians 13. So you can speak in the tongues of angels. Commanding, in fact, this, and it's not the first and the last time. We were going to have Yendi mini crusade in the north of Ghana. And then some pastors had gathered with me. We were praying. Then I said, pastors, I told them, I said, I can see an angel. An angel is just writing what we are saying in tongues. Hey! Everybody began. Hey! Power was released. We began to pray, and the angel was right. I was so happy. That day, when I stepped in Yendi, oh my God, it was a river that no man could cross. The things that we saw in Yendi, when the pastor saw me, a woman, of course, all the time it's like that, they get disappointed. If you say bring an evangelist, bring somebody to come and preach to the whole town, then you go and bring a woman. So as usual, when you see the face, it's like, oh, what is this? What is this? What a shock. This weaker vessel. So, when I got the microphone like this, and I began to pray, and I said, in the name of Jesus, brah, people were falling. That place is a Muslim place. So all of them opened their eyes. Who is this woman who has come and is just speaking and people are falling? Oh, people, healings began to take place. That was the day a man came. I've never seen some before. The man came, he said, for 25 years, I've been impotent. I have never had an erection for 25 years. He said, my wife has left me because of this. He said, immediately, you say, in the name of Jesus. It's a healing. 25. Look, the man was not shy. He said, I'm not shy, oh. He said, what bread? He said, I'm not shy. I can't. I'm telling everybody. I'm telling everybody. And he caught the microphone and he spoke and said, power has come on. Was praying, how could I by my own imagination think that Lord, an impotent man, how would I know for 25 years? How would you know? My mind can never reach there, but my spirit, the one in my belly, began to release the water. Hallelujah! And look at this big fish we caught. 25 years. That was the day the blind, they were seeing, deaf, hearing. There was one girl, she was totally mad. That day she got her healing. Oh, it was so beautiful that the people of Yendi, the pastors were after me. They said, no, even after healing Jesus, you must come back. We are organizing another program for you. It was too fantastic. So let me tell you about this other one that I saw the angel. Are you interested in what I'm saying? Oh, I should close. So, I saw this angel scribbling. I said, huh? An angel is writing. Oh, then this is the time. I began to release the tongues. And it was as if some spring was inside of me. The thing was going higher, and then higher still. It was like waters had broken inside of me, and the thing was just gushing out. And I just allowed it to flow until I hit a note of victory. Then I didn't intend to do that. I began to sing and I began to praise God by myself, and I knew I had hit him, and I said, thank God. So I went to sleep in my dream. Then I saw two people were standing by my bedside. Then the older one was telling the younger one, Medwa Bas will be Kunwati. Kunu seseya, hit her, kill her, butcher her. So she was holding the knife like that, but she was shaking. Then my eyes opened. I said, what kind of dream is that? I said, I don't understand this one, but there is somebody who is the greater one within, who knows about this. I am turning it over to him, because Bible says that 1 Corinthians 14:2, say, he that speaketh in an unknown tongue, he said, speaketh not unto men but unto God. He said, your understanding is unfruitful, how be it in the spirit? He said, you are speaking mysteries to God. So this was a mystery. This was a mystery. I didn't see the people. I didn't know them. I began to pray. As I was praying, after praying for such a long time, then I stopped. I said, thank you, Lord Jesus. Then I began to hear a song. Ofie nipa, a song like that's how the song goes. Ofie nipa. I said, this song, I heard this song when I was a child. Now, after I've prayed for such a long time, since I was there, why will I hear this song? And the song says that, man, what? I woke up in the morning and there was blood in my blanket, in my clothes. When I checked, it was you, the Ofienipa. Hey. So I said, what song? What weird song is this? Ah. It's some old song. I can't even remember it. You remember it, eh? Something. I won't come if you see my bonting so something. I said, look at this. I have prayed. Is this the song that will come into my head? What kind of song is that? So I was relaxed and sitting there. Then the door opened and my house help came out and I heard, there she is, the Ofienipa. Oh, I said, Aden, what kind of thing is this? This girl has lived with me for some time. What is this Ofienipa? Oh, it cannot be. That's not it. So I began to pray again. Then I heard, won't you ask me who it was who wanted to kill you? Then I said, okay, Lord, who was it? Then the girl came back again and said, there she is, Ofienipa. I said, ah! Immediately, the girl took her things to go and wash. Suddenly, she came into the back to the hall with a broom to come and sweep. And she began to sweep where I was sitting. Hey, come to hit my legs with a broom. I said, what is this girl doing here? I said to myself, but what weird behavior is this? What kind of thing is that? Then I said, hey, what are you doing? Didn't you pick things to wash? Well, wash and stop it. Hey, madam, yeah, okay. And then she put the broom there and then she went. And I began to pray, I said, Lord, who is Ofienipa? And the Holy Spirit didn't speak again. It was like, I have said what I want to say. And I said, okay. So I started, I began to pray. I said, Lord, I have prayed in tongues, oh, and this is the interpretation that has come, Ofienipa. So today, that Ofienipa must manifest. Then I heard my husband say, where, go and bring me the children's shoes for school. Then she brought it. Clean it all. Yes, daddy. Then she brought the shoe. Then my husband said, but you've not cleaned it. So I've cleaned it. Said, you've not. I have. I have. Then I heard her scream. Hey! Then she began to run. Get out of the hall. So the way the girl just what is that? Then I went. She was in our garden. Her mouth in the green grass, chewing the grass. Nom, 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 nom. Then she lifted her head and did meh, bleated like a goat. So here, you just imagine, in the morning, when the children are going to school, they are going to school and you are just standing looking at your house up, as she has run and she's eating the green grass. Meh. Then she began, Mecca. Missy Mecca. Hey. Apparently, an angel had come and hit her head. That's what she said. So you see, when the angel was scribbling, I did not know what I was saying. But in the spirit, I was saying, deal with the Ofienipa. Hit the Ofienipa on the head. Break his cup. Then she said, hey, I came to destroy things. I have to say it. So what are you saying? He said, okay, daddy passport. And I said, yes, daddy's passport. My husband had multiple visas. And he was going to London and coming in London. Sometimes he will go on Monday and come back on Friday. Then this girl came to me and said, hey, mom, why is daddy always traveling like that? What makes him travel? And I said, is that your business? Then she came, so when you are going abroad, what do you do? I said, oh, you need a passport. And then when you have a passport, I said, you need a visa. Why are you worrying me? You know the way. Go and do your work. What was it? Said, when you told me that it was his passport, when he came back, my husband had come back from the all happy. Then she collected his trousers to go and wash. Said, when I went, I did soapy water and I pushed the passport inside. So we were there. Passport with multiple visas. When this girl came running and said, Madam,
I have watched daddy's passport, not knowing the passport was in the pocket.
Masma said, I remember this passport. I know. Anytime I know where I put it, it was not in my pocket. But the girl said it was, and that's why she had washed the passport. So Masma said, doesn't matter. It's not a big deal. I have multiple visas in there. I'll go and get it. So he took it to the passport office for them to work on. So come back for it in 1 week. We went. First week, they said they can't find a passport. Second week, 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, 5 months. Hey! Ofienipa! She said,
I turned myself into a cockroach. And when I went to the passport office, then I went to drag daddy's passport from the bunch of passports and hid it so that they will never find it.
Hey! I said, in the name of Jesus, the angel that dealt with you has also restored everything you have stolen. In Jesus' name, today, from today, it's over. Hey, 9 o'clock. Can we receive a call? Mr. Alex Kofi Opata, please, we are very sorry you found your passports. That very day. My husband's car, for no reason, will not work. We've spent money. And the car, you will think the car knows when money comes into our hand. Immediately, something will get spoiled. No, 1, 2, 3, we have to spend the money. Then she said, I take the car anytime I'm going. Hey! In fact, you know, some of us, you know, you don't know these things. It's not in me that I will be witch, wizard. No. What? I don't think about them. I don't have it. I said, hey, so these things are real. So do these things happen? Ha. Then people began to say, oh, maybe she has malaria that has gone into her head. As they were saying that, my husband said, you know, before they say that something, so let's go. Hey, they even drilled her backbone for meningitis. Then the doctor looked, said, this girl is as perfect as anything. She has not even got malaria parasites in her blood. She is perfect. So take her out of the hospital. Then we came. I said, how be it in the spirit you speak mysteries? The tongues you've been given, this is the purpose of the tongues. So that when you open your mouth and you speak, the things this eye cannot see, the things you do not know about, you'll be talking about them. You'll be speaking to God about them. You'll be saying it to God. And that is when you begin to get such testimonies. Because some people are saying, as for me, these things have never happened to me. Why? You've been standing in the river to your ankle. But today God says, come deeper. Come deeper. Come deeper. Hallelujah. Come deeper. There is something for you. When I started experiencing this, I said, oh God, if there is something deeper like this, and I want more. I want to experience more. And that means more tongues praying. Hours and hours and hours of tongues. Because you see, when you receive the initial evidence of speaking in tongues, many of us keep quiet. From then, anytime that we are very ecstatic, very happy, then we release one or two tongues. And then that's all. No! It's hours and hours and hours. You alone in the house praying in tongues, praying in tongues, praying in tongues, praying in tongues. Now, anytime my mother said or anybody said to me, hey, if you don't take care, a witch will attack you or do something, I will say, me, a witch attack me. then that which will go naked at Kejetia runabout. You know, then in my house, we will all burst out laughing. Quack, 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 quack. Because they know that I'm not from Kumasi. So I'm just saying it for us to laugh. So anything that happens, they say, oh, you know, this, I say, me? Anybody who attacks me will go naked at Kejetia market. Runabout. Then we all laugh. And even Kejetia had not seen it before. Would you believe that when this girl began to confess, her relative said, bring her to Kumasi. Now, they had to go and pick a car at Kejetia. I hear when she got to the runabout, she removed her clothes and began to run naked. We were there when we had a call. Hey, come in here. Oh, come in, what's up? We said, what is it? My mother said, they say that your house help has gone to remove her dress naked at Kejetia runabout. I said, oh, mommy, stop joking. You know, everybody in this house knows that anytime they say a witch will attack me, I always say that witch will go naked at Kejetia. So stop. He said, Olivia, here is the phone. Listen. Then he said, give it to me. They said, hey, the girl, your girl has gone naked, though. She's running. We had to run after her at Kejetia runabout. I said, so whilst I was praying in tongues, even this little detail that I have been joking with, it came to pass. Hallelujah! These signs shall follow them that believe. In my name, they will speak with new tongues. Is it for pastors? No! It's for everybody who believes. Anybody who believes, this can happen to you. All you need to do is to pray hours and hours and hours in tongues. And when you begin to pray like that, you will see. You will know the junctions. You yourself, you will know. You get to a certain point, you just know that you hit something. Then you move on. You get deeper. Then you, and it will just be coming up. The water will just be coming up. The water will just be coming. Until it becomes a water that no man can pass. And that is where it begins to sweep all the animals along with it. When a flood, yeah, all the animals begin to come out. So I said to myself, now this witchcraft thing, what will I do with it? I did not know that in the Healing Jesus campaign, God was going to show me more things. So here was I. We had gone to Brekum for Healing Jesus campaign. Then I was going, coming for morning conference. Then a man met me, a young man. Said, oh, Lady Evangelist, please pray for me. I'm in trouble. He was crying. I said, what is it? He said, my name is Emmanuel. I had a dream. Somebody has shot me. I said, oh, don't cry, don't cry, don't cry, don't cry, don't cry. Then I said to him, I'm going to pray for you. As I stretched my hand, the Holy Spirit, don't touch him. Pray for him only under the anointing. I said, okay. I said, get up. So God, I said, God says I should pray for you when I'm under the anointing. So when I'm preaching, I'll call you and pray for you. He said, okay. I said, me soon. Okay. Then I went. As I was preaching, teaching them from Born Again book, these are the two books, and then Seven Great Principles. And then out of the seven, you know, from Born Again, you get the Holy Spirit baptism. I was teaching on the Holy Spirit baptism. Then I said, I was going to pray for them to receive the Holy Spirit baptism. Then the Holy Spirit said, call out for witches. I said, this thing again, I'm going to call out for witches. How can you win an altar call for witches? How am I going to do that? Then you, even when you're saying somebody should become born again, but look at the tension. Then to say, if you're a witch, yeah. I said to myself, God, what kind of dealings is this? Normally I do that. I said, oh Lord, why wouldn't you tell others? Why should it be me? So I was doing that thing. The Holy Spirit said, you better do it now. So I mustered courage. I said, if you know you're a witch, come forward. I was
standing here like this when I saw people. All over. 1, 10, 20, 50, 100. I said, look, I'm telling you, it's not a joke. Bishop, when I tell, sometimes when I go to a place and the people, I'm not speaking the people's language, I tell the interpreter, are you sure you're interpreting what I said? Yes. Are you sure you're telling what? I said, I even told them, those who drink blood, those who fly in the night, those... I said, tell them, if you know you turn into a snake, you turn into a... We will say all these things to discourage them, yet they will come. So here was one woman coming with her baby at the back. I said, oh. Then I said, I said to collect the baby so that we can pray. I said, oh, Pacho, my money be why? Was shocked to the bone. I am not used to this. What a shock. I'm not used to this. I said, hey, we sit in our nice cathedrals, Kodesh Cathedral. They are giving babies witchcraft. I could not believe it. I said, mommy, are you sure you said breakum or breakum na make? He said, yes, I've given the child. And it's not only breakum, I said, everywhere we've gone. At a point, I even stopped doing the altar call for witches because it was just too much. It was just too much. I stopped. Hey, now this is the shocking part. Then, when it was as if they had almost finished, I saw a young man coming at the back. Room, room. I said, Emmanuel. I said, what are you doing? I'm a wizard. Hey. I said, hey. Emmanuel, are you a wizard? But why? Yeah. See, in my innocence, I was going to lay hands. It was a trick. It was a trick. Without the Holy Spirit, how would you know this? Without praying in tongues, how would you know this? How would you? They will say, give me. You give. That's it. When I went to Mankesim, the pastor was telling me, he said, hey, as we're here, when you sell something, let's say you say sell kenke, the person by your side is selling kenke, you never, if he says change this money for you, will never collect it. What they do is that they even mention your name, Ajua, please change it. It means that she's going to do some juju with your name and that money. When you collect it from that day, that is the end of your business. That is the end of the pastor in Mankesim, or the lighthouse pastor was telling you. Said they collect sikadro so much so that when they went to a church service, when they were doing offering, somebody opened her bag, snake fell out of the bag, and come and see everybody running in the church. Who were running? Everybody took to their heels. So look at you walking about and saying, "As for me, nothing." Hey, you better fortify yourself. You better pray in tongues. You better be serious with the Holy Spirit. You better come deeper. Don't stay in where the water is at the ankle. Don't come to where it's on the knee. Don't stay in when it's even at the waist. Because somebody can pull you up. But let it become a flood. And it will sweep them along. Hey. So I said to myself, yeah, wonders of wonders. I have never seen some before. Then one woman dragged a child. Lady Evangelist, me pesi akwalana kasa bi na no kachiro. I said, oh, what is it? Hey, kachiro no. So I said, what is it? The child said, me ko me fi school baye. Enna, mami bi oti enche frere me se mbeji ediani. Me dear Diane, no, and not to me dawa. Me kasi, ano maybe to kasi. Ope so me kwa chino di me to koye mo. Ena omo di me call baby. Ena omo say, come mommy. If you don't understand chi, it means that
this child says that she came back from school and the neighbor said, come and collect food and eat. When she finished eating, she went to sleep. In the night, a huge bird came into the room, held her by the neck and flew with her. Then they took her to the witch's meeting and they told her, you must kill your mother. I said, hey, little girl, are you sure? Little girl, I said, are you sure of this? She was not, I'm sure about 6 to 7 years. Are you sure? She said, yes. I said, hey. Then I was standing there. Now, the people were so many. I said, look, it becomes, I said, no, I'm not dealing with anybody. I have finished everybody. They won't go there. Then one woman, she did something I've never seen before. She stood there. Lady evangelist, I said, I'm not talking to anybody. Please hear me out. So she was here and I was there shouting across. She said, I am a witch. I have killed two of my children. I have only five. Oh, they want me to kill the next one. I don't want to kill her. Do you know where I came from? I have come over 200 miles to be here. When I heard about the program, I'm tired. I'm tired. I don't want the witchcraft again. I'm tired. I said, wow, this is fantastic. And you think it is only in Ghana this happened. Boy, he come. I didn't know. The morning conference had attracted attention and the TV, media, and radio were coming to film us. So here we were, coming to do the program. So I taught them about the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit baptism. I told them. I said, the Holy Spirit is going to baptize you. You are going to receive the Holy Spirit and with fire. They said, amen. Then as I was praying for them, receive the Holy Spirit. Then I began to pray. Then I just kept feeling my spirit. Say, fire of the Holy Spirit. I said, Holy Ghost fire. Holy Ghost fire. Holy Ghost fire. And as I was doing that, then I heard, hey. I said, what's happening? They were carrying a woman. Boy, come. Even the language, I don't know how to speak. Speaking in French, saying something. Then everybody, I said, what is it? Said, the woman says that she's a witch. And that this little girl, they had asked her to kill her. That was her own daughter. Said, I sent the little girl's trousers to the witch's camp as a point of contact. But as you began to say Holy Ghost fire, he said, the fire. The trousers caught fire. It has burnt down the whole camp. It has burnt down the whole camp. Now I'm in trouble. Now they're after me. Now they will kill me. Hey! I said, not only in Ghana, oh, in Bohicom, Bene Republic, it's also happening there. Somebody said, okay, so is it only witches? Now listen here. We went to Kara. When we went to Kara, that is in Togo. Is it Togo? We went to Kara. Now, on that day of the program, that is the morning conference, there, normally we dig the ground and we put the light poles there so that it will be able to hold it. Then we put a barrel of sand to also hold it. But when we went to Kara, where we got was like their Independence Square. So we could not dig. So it had to stand. So here was the light post. So you see the people sitting, you see the light post. Oh, you see the post. And then they have these big lights around it. About sometimes 6, 8, 10. Okay. I prayed in tongues. In fact, I felt the Holy Spirit saying to me at 4 a.m. pray. So I woke up, I was very tired, but I kept praying in tongues, kept praying. Even when I was bathing, the thing was just pouring out. Then I went to stand. I arrived. I said, nobody is sitting here. Ah. Nobody is sitting here. What new style is this? Everybody sits here. So even when the Healing Jesus guys, media people were passing by, said one of them said, hey, today there was the lady evangelist trying to do, sitting them in a skewed way because I shifted everything. When you see, you say, what's happening? I had picked the people from this writer, I had picked the people, and the people were in them like that.
Funny way, if you take photographs, what's happening here? Suddenly, the clouds began to form. Within a short time, strong winds. Before we knew it, light poles on the right, boom, split it. All the chairs was in the way. Another one on the left. I had taken the people from harm's way. Listen, people who were pregnant, people with babies, old men who could not walk, sick people who could not walk, were going to be killed. Their heads were going to break into two. What do you think would have happened to the crusade? What do you think would have had to come back home? In fact, if we could come back home, they would say that we have to bury everybody. We have to. Hey, it would have been something else. So who did this? It could only be the Holy Spirit. It could only be the Holy Spirit. If you ask me, why did it? I don't know. And what was interesting was that I got down from the stage and I went to personally stand there. And I said, Akman, do you help me? I said, nobody should sit here. Nobody should sit there. And of course, two people disobeyed. So those who disobeyed, they just got some small cuts. Small cuts. Two people here and there. When they came, sit here. So I won't sit and went there. I said, my God, who could do this? Who had foreknowledge of this? And you won't believe it. Immediately this happened, the wind, the rain, everything stopped. It had come to harm, but the Holy Spirit took them from harm's way. Somebody here will pray in tongues. You will go and stand by a car, and the Holy Spirit will tell you, no, not this car. Not this car. You will escape accidents in the name of Jesus. I said, somebody will be giving food to eat. Immediately when you see it, this food is not proper food. You refuse to eat it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Somebody will be going to write exams. By the time you get there, you will know the questions that will come. Not through our power, but the Holy Ghost will show you things to come. Hallelujah. Now, why, if the Holy Spirit is like, why are people not, so why isn't everybody embracing the Holy Spirit? Number one is because of wrong teachings. People do not know what the Holy Spirit is. People say, and I'm going to give you 7 points in this and then we close. First one, some people say, hey, look at the Corinthian church. It is their tongues and the Holy Spirit, gifts of the Holy Spirit, that made them carnal. If you want to be carnal, then you go after these tongues and you go after these Holy Spirit gifts. Look at what the tongues and the gifts that did to the Corinthian church. No. The tongues do not grant instant maturity. It does not grant instant maturity. You will speak in tongues, but it will not make you mature at once. It is complementary to maturity. It will help you to mature, but it does not grant you instant maturity. So the Corinthian church, yes, they were carnal. In fact, somebody had committed incest in the church, had slept with his father's wife. Secondly, they were getting drunk at the communion table. When they go, chami beer, by the time they finish, pastor is lying down, members are also lying down. It's powerful. It's powerful. And it was terrible in that church. Then when they come, everybody will start speaking in tongues at once. When pastor is preaching, they are speaking in tongues. So disrupts the church services. But to this group of people, who were the most carnal of churches, who were committing incest, who were doing evil things, do you know what Paul told them in 1 Corinthians 14:39? He said, and forbid not to speak with tongues. And forbid not to speak with tongues.
to this carnal group of people, he said, forbid not. So if there is somebody or a denomination that is forbidding people to speak in tongues, Paul, by the Holy Spirit, says, forbid not to speak in tongues. Hallelujah! It was not tongues that made them carnal. They were carnal in spite of the tongues. It was not the tongues that made them carnal. Hallelujah! Then the second point, somebody says, hey, tongues is of the devil. If you speak in tongues, you will get evil spirits. It's evil spirits that make people speak in tongues. Hey, don't you know that tongues will make you go to Luke chapter 11, verse 11. Jesus said something. He said, how many of you, when you are a father and your son comes and says, daddy, 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 I want bread. You will give him a stone. And then your son comes, mommy, 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 I want egg. You give him scorpion. Hey, daddy, 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 I want fish. Then you give him a snake. And we know that Jesus always used snakes and scorpions when he was talking about evil spirits, because he told us in Luke 19 that you would tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the powers of the enemy. So he was saying, how many of you do that? Then do you know what he said? He said, if you being evil know how to give good gifts to your children, then how much more will the Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? So when you ask for the Holy Spirit, it is the Holy Spirit you will get. There is nobody who has asked for the Holy Spirit who got evil spirits. If you ask for the Holy Spirit, it is the Holy Spirit you will get. Hallelujah! Third point, somebody says, tongues has ceased. The Bible even said it. Tongues has ceased. And I can quote the scripture to you. You say, where is the? It's 1 Corinthians 13, verse 8. Put it there. Put it there. Let's see. Tongues has ceased. And what did he say? He said, love, charity, never faileth. But whether there be prophecies, what will happen? They shall fail. Whether there be tongues, what will happen? Say it. It's what? Say it again. And whether there be knowledge, what? Three things. He spoke about three things which will vanish, which will cease, which will fail. Prophecy, tongues, and knowledge. But look at the tense. He didn't say has ceased. He said what? What is it? What was that? Shall cease. Shall. Futuristic. He was talking about someday that will happen. And when that thing happens, all these three things will happen. Prophecies will cease, tongues will cease, and then knowledge. But in our time, can we say knowledge has ceased? It's what that was. It's on the increase. It's on the increase. So that was not what he was talking about. Now, when you take verse 8 alone, you will make a mistake. Put verse 9, verse 10, and let's see what it says. He says, verse 9. For we know in part and we prophesy in part. 10. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done. They said, we told you, that which is perfect is the Bible. It means that when the Bible is put together in its fullness, then there'll be no need of tongues. So that which is perfect is the Bible. When the Bible comes, then all these tongues will cease. But put verse 12, then let's see what verse 12 says. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then, what is the face to face? When we see Jesus face to face. When will that happen? When we are raptured or when we die and go to heaven. So, it means tongues is valid, knowledge is valid, prophecies are valid. Hallelujah! Then again, somebody says that, hey, when the last apostle died, then tongues also ceased. The then when the original apostles, when they died, there was no way tongues. Why? Because the original apostles, they could lay hands on the people to receive. Can't you see that all the time the people were prayed for, who laid hands on people to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit? They were the original apostles. Look at Acts chapter 8. When Philip went to Samaria after he had preached the word and saw all those powerful miracles, why didn't he pray for them to receive the Holy Spirit? It was because he was not the original apostle. So that's why he did not pray for them. So he had to wait for Peter and John to come and pray for them. They were the original apostles. That's why it happened. Who told you? It's only two times in the Bible that hands were laid on people and they received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Only two times. The other one, when Cornelius asked, who laid hands? The Bible said, while Peter yet spake, the Holy Spirit came upon them. On the day of Pentecost, the day that they received, did anybody lay hands? No! And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord. And then what? Suddenly, there was a sound of a mighty rushing wind. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. And they began to speak in tongues. Ah! Really? Yes. Now, this is where it kills it all. Bible says, when Saul, Paul, met on the road to Damascus, he met Jesus on the road. What happened to him? He became blind. Then the Bible says, and then there was a certain disciple called Ananias. A certain disciple. What's the meaning of disciple? Disciple is a follower. He was not a prophet. He was not a teacher. He was not a pastor. He was not an evangelist. He was just a certain disciple. In our time, we say a lay person. And who instructed him to lay hands on Paul? Jesus stood by him in a vision. The head of the church himself stood by him and told the man, the lay person, go and lay hands on this man so he'll be filled with the Holy Spirit. A certain disciple. That is in Acts chapter 9, verse 17. Hallelujah! Are you hearing me? So it is not only the original apostles who could lay hands on people to receive. The people say, why should you lay hands on people? The head of the church has authorized us to lay hands. Hallelujah! Oh, are you here? Are you here? Oh, you're feeling sleepy. Hallelujah! And then, finally, somebody also says, I've talked about the Corinthian church, tongues is of the devil, tongues are seas. And then somebody also says, if you have love, you have no need of tongues. Because the Bible says that love is superior. So those who have love, they have no need of tongues. Hallelujah. But do you know what that scripture means? It means that the gifts of the Spirit exercised in love is superior to the gifts of the Spirit exercised with carnality. That's all he was saying. Hallelujah. Tonight is for those who want to go deeper. It's for those who want to go deeper. It doesn't matter if today is the day you receive the baptism of the Spirit. You can go deeper. Like that woman, you can go deeper. Is there somebody here who wants to go deeper tonight? You want to go deeper tonight? There is so much in the Spirit for you. So much. Now, the thing is this. Some people also say, now that they say we can interpret our tongues, then when I pray, maybe I pray in tongues, then I just interpret. No. Why? Because some people, they will never read their Bible. They will watch, what is that thing? Nigerian movies and that, the other one. Soap. Those soaps. What was that one that I gave? It's something, day and day, I saw them on TV. Mary Cruz. Is it finished? It's finished now.
Maricruso Dende.
So when you finish watching Marie Cruz, and then you come and say, "Shabalabalabala, I want to interpret." You will not interpret. You will interpret according to Marie Cruz.
You can't do that. You must be filled with the word. The word and the spirit, they go together. Because when I say, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and the earth was that form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. Then, and the spirit of the Lord moved over the surface of the water, and God said. So the spirit and the word, they go together. Seal yourself with the word. You'll be able to interpret. Or else, you finish. Hey, God says I should go and marry somebody's husband. It's a liar. Or you finish and somebody has hurt you and said, "I feel like slapping that girl." It's not of the Holy Spirit. It's not of... Somebody has also heard this. He said, "Hey, I'm not going to learn again. Oh, chemistry and all that, I won't learn. I'll just pray in tongues. Hey, blah 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 like that over the book, and then I'll kiss the book, and I'll go and sit in the exam room, and I'll write everything." Oh, Bishop says you are a malam. You know, some people are just frivolous. They are just frivolous. Whatever you teach them our faith. They take it to the extreme level. And just wonder what I thought was that this thing that you are doing is not it. He said, "Oh, now that we are walking by faith, so me, I'm going to sit behind my car and I'll close my eyes and I'll drive to Cape Coast." Okay. By faith, I'm using faith. I'll close my eyes and I'll drive to Cape Coast. Do you know what will hit you? Zoom Lion. With something inside will hit you on the road. We won't sit in your car. It's a death trap. You close your eyes and drive by faith. No. So even when we say tongues, when we say that, you also have to use your common sense. Because you can see some girl, you get up in the morning, she won't sweep the house, she won't do anything, and then she's praying. When the mother comes, she says, "Oh, Araba, Ade, hey, mama, forbid not to speak in tongues. Forbid not. Forbid not." Oh, hallelujah. So we must correct this before we go into the streams. He's given tongues to us, it's a beautiful thing. For us to be able to interpret, for us to be edified, for us to be able to pray according to the will of God, for us to speak mysteries, there are mysteries that you are going to uncover through these tongues that you are going to receive. Mysteries. Hallelujah. Is there somebody here who wants to be filled with the Holy Spirit this morning? Is there somebody here who wants to operate? Hey! In this river he has given us, you don't want it to be at ankle level. You don't want it to be at your knee level. No. So that when you get into the river, other things can wait their way to the river. No, you don't want it on your waist. No. You want it to become a river that no man can pass. Thank you, Jesus. Just lift your hands. Lift your hands. Can you sing? There must be more than this. Yes. Lift your hands to the Lord tonight. There must be more than this. Save it up, God. We wait.